Hey everyone, welcome to the AT Junkie podcast. My name is Bill Bulis, and today we are going to talk about a blender type device called the NutriBullet. And the NutriBullet is something that I heard about on the radio. A couple of radio talk show hosts were talking about it, and I decided to get one for myself, and I actually like it. So I'm going to talk to you guys about that and kind of demonstrate it to you and describe it. And hopefully, if you like it, you'll go ahead and get one of your own. And you can actually go to atjunkie.com, which is our website, atjunkie.com. And on that site, there'll be an Amazon link. And if you're interested in purchasing any of the stuff that we talk about, we would appreciate it if you used our Amazon link. You won't pay any more for the product, and you'll be helping out the show. You'll be helping us produce more and more shows like this. So hopefully you guys are enjoying it. This is my first time actually using AudioBoo to record a podcast. I've taken it for a test drive, and I like it. So it's not a bad service, and I think I'm going to do a few AudioBoos throughout the next month or two. We've also got a YouTube channel that's available right now. There's a few videos on there demonstrating different types of technology. And again, if you see something you like and you want to take it for a test drive, go to atjunkie.com and purchase it through our Amazon link. It'll really help us out. Okay. The other way you can help out the show is obviously help spread the word and go ahead and, you know, share links to our videos and our audios, like this one that you're listening to right now. Talk about us a little bit on Twitter and Facebook, and it'll definitely help get the word out. And we do have some AT Junkie t-shirts available if you'd like to buy them. Again, go to atjunkie.com. They're available in all sizes up to 4XL, and we've got some pretty cool designs. There's some Braille t-shirts on the website, and you can actually, you know, feel the Braille. It's not cheesy. I actually put a lot of work into making sure that the t-shirts come out real nice. The folks that we sold shirts to love them. We've taken them to some NFB conferences and stuff like that, and they're very cool, and they help out the show. So I really appreciate you guys hitting our website, hitting the Amazon link, and doing all that good stuff to help us out. Alright, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to head on into my kitchen. It'll probably get a little echoey, but we'll go ahead and figure out this NutriBullet and tell you all about it. Alright, I'm in the kitchen here, so sorry if there's echo. My kitchen is kind of open, so I'm going to put the old iPhone down right there, and I'll be talking a little bit about this NutriBullet. And the NutriBullet on the box will tell you that it contains 12 pieces. And what you have to understand that with any type of pots and pan type set, knives, forks, spoons, whatever, when it talks about pieces on the box, it is referring to things like lids, blades, stuff like that. So don't expect to get a whole bunch of cups and things like that with this blender. It's 12 pieces, and I'm going to tell you that two of those pieces are blades. There's a standard blade that will puree stuff, and then there's a blade that is designed to chop up smaller stuff like nuts, granola, maybe some seeds. A lot of people like to use flax seed in their smoothies and stuff. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to make a smoothie while I describe the NutriBullet. So the three cups that the NutriBullet comes with are pretty simple. They have the ability to screw on a lid. And in this case, the lid that I'm going to use is actually the blades that are going to chop up the fruit and stuff that I put into this smoothie. So, as I said, there's two types of blades, three cups, a few handles that you can screw on to turn these cups into mugs, and then there's the big base of the unit where you will put the the cup onto, and it'll go ahead and blend everything for you. And the base is really powerful. There are no buttons to the unit, so it's plugged in already. And when you put the blades and the cup and all that on top of the base, what you're going to do is you're going to push down on it a little bit, and it will start on its own. And there's only one speed, and that speed is super, super fast, okay? So I'm going to be putting a bunch of fruit and stuff into a 32-ounce cup that this thing comes with. And this will be enough for probably a couple of smoothies. And so there's a 32-ounce cup, and there are two 18-ounce cups, which are smaller. And you can take the 18-ounce cups with you. They come with lids that you can screw on, and handles also that you could screw on and turn them into like a mug with a handle on it so you can, I guess, drink it more easily. All right, so today we're going to be using some kale. I know, yucky. It tastes horrible, but I've been trying to eat a little bit more healthy. So we'll put some kale in here, some bananas. I'm going to put some pineapples and probably a little bit of strawberry, even though I don't like strawberry very much. I don't love kale either, but it's healthy for you, and when you mix it with a bunch of other stuff, it actually tastes pretty good, or really... It doesn't taste horrible, let's put it that way. So once you get all this stuff in here, you also want to put maybe some milk or yogurt or something to make it, you know, into a smoothie. And I'm going to use a little bit of almond milk. I know this stuff isn't exactly... Almond milk is actually pretty good. Okay. And there is a line in this 32-ounce cup that you cannot feel tactily. So you can put some type of bump dot or tape or something on the side of the cup so you can know where the line is, but you can't, it's not tactile. So if you don't have usable vision enough to see this thing, what you'll have to do is just put something on the side of the cup or guess, like take your best guess. It is approximately, the line is approximately 3 inches from the top. So most recipes will tell you to fill it up to the line, which is about 3 inches, okay? So how does this all work? One of the lids for this 32-ounce cup, as I said earlier, is the blades, and it's just basically a lid that you put on and screw it on like you're screwing on a cap to a bottle. So you screw it completely on. And now the blades are basically on the inside of the cup. They're screwed in, and the cup is sitting the way it's supposed to. And what you're going to do is you're going to pick it up, and since the lid is screwed on it, you can turn it over. So now the cup is like on its top, and stick it onto the base. And you just kind of drop it onto the base, and there's a couple areas on the side where it just needs to kind of click into place. So you can turn it until you feel it click into place. And so now what I have is a cup that is upside down on the base. And all I have to do to start this is push down on it. So this is going to make quite a bit of noise because, as I said, it's very loud. It's very powerful. When you're done, and you basically want to put it on here for about 20 to 25 seconds. Once you've counted 25 seconds or so, what you can do is just turn the cup to the left, and the machine will stop, okay? So I'm not going to do it for 25 seconds. That's silly, but I'm going to give you guys an idea of how powerful this thing is. So I've got the cup on the base, and I'm just going to simply push down on it. Right? And that's basically it. It will, within 20 seconds to 25 seconds, it will puree the heck out of anything that you've got in there. It will make a really nice smoothie. It can do ice cubes, by the way. And like I said, there's two different types of blades that it comes with. So these blade caps that we were talking about, there's two different kinds. The one I have on it right now is the one that just kind of purees everything. The other blade does smaller items like seeds and nuts and stuff like that. If you want to put some sunflower seeds in there, I don't know. People tend to get crazy with this type of stuff, and they do all sorts of different things. I put kale in here. I know most of you guys are probably gagging. It's really not that bad. I didn't put a whole ton of kale in there. I put like a little handful. This will come with a recipe book, and a lot of the recipes are available online, so they are accessible. You can also probably get the recipe book from any other, you know, online source like Bookshare and stuff like that. And maybe we'll upload it to Bookshare. I don't know. But yeah, it should be doable. I don't think we'll be violating any kind of copyright stuff if we put the recipe book on Bookshare. So anyway, that's basically how this blender type device works. Again, it is called the NutriBullet. It is available pretty much everywhere, and you can get it from atjunkie.com, and I hope you guys will visit our website. It's still pretty new, so give me some feedback. Hopefully you like it. Hopefully you'll support us. Buy a t-shirt, spread the word, and we will talk to you on the next Audio Boo or YouTube. So pay attention to Twitter and Facebook, and we'll put all that stuff up there, okay? I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you very much for checking us out. And have a great day.